and then you hook them to the same tree. But that wagon had a brake on it. Only one we ever had had a brake. Now, I've seen some people that had a, but didn't have a brake that run back wheel to the brake. They used a pole and a rope. Had a pole back there and a rope, you know, tied on the side, and you put it. Every once in a while, you'd have
pole ran up through the.
Before he leaves, take him down and show him that coal later. He can get some idea of what you're talking about right there.
Well, I don't, because this old wagon out here got a...
No, you cut the tongue out of it.
Yeah, but has it got a...
You got a tongue in it?
No.
Is that what you're talking about, a pole?
No, the brake pole. But that tongue to a wagon had a neck to it. I can show you the old tongue.
Yeah, you still got it.
But I've got a neck yoke, got two neck yokes. Of course, I cut the tongue out of my wagon, but it's still laying down there.
Yokes for?
Neck yoke. That's where you hung your breast chains. That's hooked to your harness on your mule. I've got some old hames. I've got just about a full set of harness down there now. Oh, of course, you'd have to hang them on something to show us. I've got the breeching. That breeching's what fit around your mule, you know, on the back. Pole struck. Yeah, I've got a
harness. You held on to the
check lines.
Yeah, check lines.
Reins, he called them.
Yeah.
He called them reins.
Now the wheels, how'd they keep moving smoothly on there?
Well, there wasn't nothing to keep them from it. Now, you, these old iron tired wagons that we're talking about had a rub block, had a, on each end of them.
No, that's not what he's talking about. He means where they turned.
You had to keep the thimble real well.
Yeah, you had grease, that thimble. It was actual grease.
You bought a can of grease.
Yeah, it is just regular grease.
Real thick, and you took...
It's not like gun grease now that you...
No.
But it just...
It was blacker than that.
Actually, you grease that spindle.
You take the wheel off and grease the spindle that it sat on, then put your wheel back on.
You have to keep that wheel well...
Yeah, or greased. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep it greasing every few days.
Get it on your hands.
Yeah.
Your hands were...
Yeah. Black and greasy.
Greasy. Well, what about in your house, sir, the furniture, I mean the stuff you had in the house to sit in, that sort of thing? Can you tell me about that?
When I was a boy growing up? Well, we mainly just had chairs. We didn't have a couch like this. We had a chair.
Had homemade furniture.
Homemade furniture.
Did you have something, what about some of the drawers in it that you might put your clothes in?
Yeah, we didn't have
it. Most people had homemade furniture.
Cane bottom
chairs. Now I brought this old chair from home.
And there's one in the barn. This is what it
had. Had cane in it.
Uh-huh.
To begin with. Now my mother took bark.
Hickory bark.
Elm
bark.
Off elm trees. And you put it through hot water.
You feel how tough that is too.
And you take the top bark off and that leaves the slippery bark that's underneath. And you bottomed your chairs with that after your cane bottoms wore out.
That's something.
This is cane, this is elm.